Thanks, sir. Well, on behalf of everybody here at Liberty Baptist Church, we'd like to welcome everybody here at Liberty Baptist Church. It's a great day. Very humbling to see all the kids up here. We want to thank you also for allowing your kids to be entrusted in our hands to be taught the Bible, the Word of God. I was talking to Brother Mike just before service, and you know, it's amazing that these kids, yay, hi, know more about the Bible than I did when I was 22 and 23. Kids these high know that Jesus loves them. Kids these high know that they're sinners and they need Jesus Christ as Savior. Some of these kids have trusted Christ as Savior. It's very simple. It's realizing, once again, we're a sinner and we're in need of a Savior, desperate need of a Savior, and that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save us from our sin. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it is very humbling, once again, to see all the kids up here. And they do a good job. Something about kids, you know? They're real. They're the real deal. And so this morning, like, take a little bit of time. We'll go to Luke chapter 2, if you would, please. Luke chapter 2. And I did not know until this morning. I asked Mrs. Sandra, or maybe it was Charles. I asked Charles, I said, what is this year's Christmas program? And he said about the shepherds and the wise men. And so this message I had written last week, and it just happens to coincide with this Christmas program. There's only one supernatural being that could work that out. And his name is God Almighty. And we praise him this morning. And he deserves all praise and all worship, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the lover of my soul. And he is coming back again. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and earth and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now. Note this in verse 15, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even, or specifically unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came very slowly. They came at their own leisure. No, these shepherds, when they heard the good news of Jesus Christ, they came with haste. And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for looking out for us. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. We ask you to bless this message, bless this time together. In the name of Jesus, amen. First, we see the announcement to the shepherds in verse 9 through 12. and good tidings of great joy. Look in verse 10. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of joy." Great news of joy. And you know what? How many of us in this today are looking for joy? How many of us have lost that joy when we were first saved, when we first trusted Christ as Savior? And how many across the world are looking for the joy that we have through Jesus Christ? It says here in verse 10, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." All people. Jesus Christ is for all people. He is not for Americans. He is not for those living in hell. And hey, Jesus Christ is not just for Baptists. Jesus Christ is not for good people. Jesus Christ is for all people. He's for all people because the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." There's nobody too good that should not be saved. And there's nobody too awful that cannot be saved by trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ and calling upon Him. If you're here this morning and you do not know for sure that heaven is your home, you can know this morning. The Bible says these things are written that you may know you have eternal life. I was at a funeral. I did a funeral Friday in Butte. And there were between 300 and 400 people. And they had lost a good friend of theirs, their grandpa, their father, their uncle. We're going to die. And how many of us have heard since we were yea high that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So there is no cure after we're dead. The cure was 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ dying on a cross for our sins. And we can do something about it now. God says, come. Call upon Him. Come now and call upon Him. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior because He died for all men. We heard the story this morning about Jesus, the shepherd. These three kings were looking for a king. These shepherds had seen the Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the angel tells Joseph, "And she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." And Jesus means Savior. "For he shall save or deliver his people from sins." There's only one sin that keeps a man, a woman, child out of heaven. And that sin is not trusting Christ as Savior. We see in Luke chapter 2, verse 11 here, "And there appeared unto him an angel," Lord, oh, I'm in Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, verse 11, "For unto you this is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." In John chapter 4, verse 25, the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, said to Jesus, "I know that Messiah is cometh, which is called the Christ, the Anointed One." You see, when Jesus died on the cross, Pontius Pilate put on his top of his cross a sign that said, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." But Jesus is not only King of the Jews, He's King of all Israel. The Bible calls Jesus Christ the King of Peace. He's the King of Glory, the Bible says. He's the King of Saints. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. The Bible says He's King over all the earth. And this King Jesus is coming again. And we're looking for that day when we see King Jesus. We're looking for that day when He rights all the wrongs in this world. We can't do it. The world says we're peace through justice and whatnot, all these things. It will never happen until the King of Peace comes back to earth, and His name is Jesus the Christ. Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem. It says in verse 12, "And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." You see, Jesus Christ is God. He's God manifest in the flesh. How can that be? How can we explain such a thing? This woman birthed a little baby boy, 22 inches long. How can that be God? I can't explain it, but I know that the Word of God is absolutely true. And the Bible says that God is in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, always existed as the Son of God, but He came to earth in human form to die for our sins. He put aside His glory, the Son of God, from eternity beginning to eternity future. When He came to earth, He laid aside His glory. But there's one thing He did not do. He did not lay aside His deity. Jesus Christ is still God in the flesh. Jesus Christ was omniscient. He knew what His disciples were thinking. He knew what the religious were thinking. He knew what the woman at the well was thinking. He was omniscient. He still had the essence of God Almighty. He was omnipresent. He was everywhere at once. He could come from across the Sea of Galilee. Boom, right there. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, still was omnipotent. Who else could heal the blind, make the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead to rise again like Lazarus? Jesus Christ, the supernatural man, the supernatural Son of God, came to earth, laid aside His glory to die for our sin. The thief on the cross said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." The thief on the cross knew that Jesus Christ was Lord. Thomas, who doubted, he said, "Lest I put my hands in His side or see the prints in His hands, I will not believe." And when Jesus the Christ showed up in that room to Thomas, Thomas knelt down before Him, fell before Him, and said to Jesus Christ, "My Lord and my God." He had no problem. We see in verse 15 the agreement of the shepherds, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, what the Lord hath made known to us." Let us now go. They did not hesitate. They did not wait around for a better deal. They didn't call their friends or their buddies and say, "Hey, you got something else going tonight?" They were in concurrence right then and there. Let us now go. Without hesitation and without question. We see in verse 16 once again, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They came with haste. This morning, in a couple minutes, we're going to have an invitation. What an invitation involves, all an invitation is that there will be an opportunity to come forward and to get things right. Maybe you're here this morning and you're saved. You're delivered from your sin because you've called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, there's some things that need to get right with Jesus. Maybe you've lost that joy once again. Maybe you're not serving Him with haste like you once had. But maybe you're here this morning and you do not know that heaven is your home. I beg you to come with haste this morning. You've heard the story. The kids did a great job telling the story of Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. What in the world could keep one from coming with haste and saying, "I want what Jesus has got. I want His peace. I'm in longing for that joy. I want the confidence to know that when I die, I'll be in heaven." What is it in your life this morning that hinders you from coming with haste? Oh, please put that thing aside and come this morning. And someone can show you in the Bible It's not a Baptist teaching. It's not a religious teaching. It's not a man-made way. It's God's way. It's coming by faith. The Bible says, for by grace, it's God's grace, that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ. By grace you're saved through faith. It's simple faith. It's I believe. I believe Jesus Christ died for me. I believe He shed His blood on His cross for me. It's about a person. It's about Jesus Christ. And you can know that heaven is your home by faith, simple faith in Jesus Christ. There shouldn't be anything hindering you. Oh, won't you come with haste this morning here in a couple minutes? And then we see in verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. We as believers this morning should be just like the shepherds. They made known abroad when they had seen the babe lying in a manger. And when we come to know Jesus Christ as Savior, and when we come to see all the wonderful things that Jesus Christ has done for us, when we come to experience that peace, hope, and joy that the world longed for, that we had longed for, why? What's keeping us, what's hindering us from making known abroad the saying that Jesus Christ died for all? 2 Corinthians 5:15, that they should live, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. What's keeping us from telling others about Jesus Christ? How He was born in a manger, lived as a man, sinless, and then died as a sinner on the terrible, cruel cross for our sins. We should make it known abroad like the shepherds. The Lord's made known to us the gospel. The pure, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. How Jesus Christ died according to Scripture. How He was buried for 3 days and three nights according to Scripture. Yea, how He rose again in fulfillment of the Scripture. That is the gospel. But before Jesus Christ could die, He had to be born. And that's what we celebrate this morning. When was Jesus Christ born? Was He born on December 25th? Probably not. But the important thing is that Jesus Christ was born. And He is a person. And He loves you. And He cares about you. And He's calling today, won't you come without haste? We're going to have an invitation. And I'm begging you, please come. You may not get an opportunity like this again. Someone will show you how you can know heaven is your home. And for those of us who have not told others and not made known abroad, maybe we need to come this morning and ask Jesus Christ to forgive us. Maybe we can need to come this morning and ask Jesus Christ to give us the strength and put a burden on our hearts for others, especially this time of season, that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the real reason. He is the real reason for this season. That's not just a cliche. There would be no gifts, there would be no trees, there'd be no nothing without the birth of Jesus Christ, nor the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. 401 this morning. If you turn to 401, we'll sing a song of invitation. Won't you come? I will meet you. I will meet you right here. I will show you in the Bible. It will take 2.5 minutes, plus or minus six. No, it'll take 2.5 minutes. I can show you in the Bible how you can know that heaven is your home. Page 401 today.
Trusting in His word, all
praying for you. That's another wonderful thing. We mentioned how Jesus Christ is omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. And so with that said, tonight or sometime today, because that's a lot to digest. Well, the Bible says I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior. And the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. And I'm not in church anymore. What am I going to do? Call upon Him, no matter where you're at. Amen. He's there, and He will answer your prayer. Trust Jesus Christ as Savior. It's simple and sure. Amen. Amen. Brother Ty, would you close us in prayer, please? Amen. Thank you so much. That's a great program.